Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day. We've been in the middle of this conversation about why we can trust the Bible as God's Word, God's authoritative Word. And we've been looking at Greg Kuchel's article called Ancient Words Ever True, where he gives us six reasons why we can trust the Bible. The very last one is the clenched fist. So think about this with me. We've talked about Bible's prophecy and Bible's unity, and that the worldview of the Bible makes sense, and that it's historically accurate, and that the Bible changes our lives. Now consider with me the clenched fist. And this reminds us that the Bible is a fighter. It has demonstrated remarkable survival ability through time and persecution. Jesus said that the Bible was a fighter. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Isaiah the prophet wrote, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." Paul, being in prison himself for the Bible's testimony, said this, that the word of God cannot be imprisoned. There has been no other book in history that has seen such concentrated attempts to obliterate it, either externally through destruction or internally through criticism. But none of those things have availed at getting rid of the Bible. No other book has been printed as much, translated as much, read as much, or quoted as much as the Bible. There's been no other name that's been written about as much, pondered as much, sung about as much, or recognized as much all over the globe as the name of Jesus. The Bible's obituary has been written many times, but it will not go to the grave. It remains today to be the best-selling book of all time. If this book had not been the book of God, men would have destroyed it long ago. One of my favorite stories is about a man named Voltaire, a French atheist. And he made the claim that he was going to get rid of the Bible. Well, as history turns out, when Voltaire died, his very house became the housing place for a printing press for the Bible. Six evidences why you can trust the Bible as God's Word. As you pray today, please remember Phil Knott and his family, our missionaries over Africa. Also remember the Igbo LifeWord broadcast that's heard in Nigeria.